Right, so what's happened? We've had some mild weather in recent evenings, and the frogs, and wait for it, the toads, have been busy. And all round the lake here, where the grass comes over into the water, it's a superb habitat for them. And just underneath here, there's probably a couple of dozen toads, some frogs, and they've been, the only way to describe it is at it, last night and the night before, and they've laid reams and reams of frog spawn and toad spawn.
Very large collection. Yes, there. So that may be toad and that's frog, is it?
No, not at all. There's a huge difference between the two. And right, I've gone as deep as I can, but you can
get wet.
You can come a little bit deeper. Right, this is frog spawn, laid last night. Very gelatinous, almost black in colour on the top. It's very, very fresh. After a day or two, it changes colour like that. And the, instead of those little round specks in the middle of the spawn, you can see they've become oval-shaped. Can you just see?
Yes.
And that's the beginning of the tadpoles. So, what's happened is, male frogs will have arrived here. Oh, rat's joined us in the water. Hello, rat. male frogs will have arrived a few days earlier, and they'll take up sort of residence around the edge of this water area and start croaking. And that gives the females somewhere to home in on. And so croaking away, very, very noisy and incessant all night long. And, of course, they're vulnerable when they're doing that. Otters will come and eat them, heron at night time, and the egret as well. So it's eat or be eaten out in the countryside. And so the male frog, once a female arrives in the pond, she will sort of be attracted to one of the males. He will then get on her back, and he puts his arms, he's got little pads on his front paws called nuptial pads, they're black in colour, and he grips her just behind her front legs really tightly. In fact, I've put my finger in near a male frog and it's gripped my finger, and I was quite shocked how tight the grip is. He grips her so tightly. She will then swim off, and once they're joined together like that, the little technical term is called amplexus, and he will grip her. She will then spawn. She puts her front legs around her belly, and she squeezes, and then all this spawn will come out in the space of a minute or two, and at the same time, he releases his sperm, and the jelly, or the frog spawn at that stage, quite alarming, sinks to the bottom. It's actually heavier than water. The jelly then swells up and absorbs water, and strangely, it comes back to the surface like this.
But what's happened here, Chris? These are clumps, and
yes,
large clumps, but over here, we've got eggs and spawn in chains.
You're determined to get my feet wet, aren't you? Here we go. I'm going to move up another step or so. We've hardly moved at all. Really well spotted, Matthew. This is toad spawn.
Ah, so this is frog.
Yes.
That's toad.
Completely different. And toad spawn can be 5-6 metres long, 18 feet in old money. Just one huge long chain. Now, there are two species of toad, really, common in the UK. Well, I was going to say common. The latter one, which I'll mention now, is the natterjack toad. They're now quite scarce. The nearest place to hear, to see or hear natterjack toad, they mate and lay spawn a little bit later, towards the end of April, than the common toad, Buffo Buffo, the common toad which we've got here. And the nearest place would be Winterton Dunes, the SSSI there, and again down at Minsmere, and particularly at Dunwich, just before you get to the coast, there's a marsh area there, and there are literally hundreds of natterjacks there. Natterjacks are smaller. They've got a very distinctive yellow line down the middle of their back.
Highly protected, though, aren't they?
They are now, yes. Really strictly protected. And it's an offence to keep them in captivity even, so you can't even collect the spawn because they're so scarce now. what's happened is, particularly on the dunes, the little puddles and small ponds that they lay their spawn in often dries out at this time. We've had a series of quite dry springs, and that doesn't suit them at all. But here, the common toad's doing quite well. If I look down, it'll move a little bit more. I have now got wet feet. Yeah. Right, and I'll just pop my hand down and see if I can raise it up on my finger.
Like a necklace.
Yeah, look, and can you see it? It's a double strand of eggs.
Yes.
I'll see if I can get a better piece to show you. There.
Oh, that's quite beautiful.
It is. Long braids of spawn, and exactly the same thing happens. The females arrive after the males. This croaking business happens. And the male will get on the female's back and plexus again. And she will lay these long strings of eggs with the common toad, Buffo Buffo, which is here. She can lay up to 5,000-6,000 eggs over the space of an hour or two. It's a much slower process than frog spawn being produced. With a natterjack toad, perhaps 2,000 eggs, much smaller amount. But these then, beautiful double braid there, can you see? Oh, rat must have spotted us, somebody walking. We're right next to one of the permissive walks. Beautiful double braid just on the... You're all right, you've got boots on.
Double width.
Yes, double width. So remember, natterjack toad, a single row of eggs in the braid. Common toad, a double row going along. I think somebody must be walking along a track and we can't see them.
So when will these be frogs and toads?
Right, so the process is happening in front of us. You can see frog spawn that's laid perhaps a week ago. They've changed from the little black dots in the spawn to little oval shapes. That then develops into a tadpole. Once that's happened, the tadpoles break free from the whole sort of massive frog spawn and then start swimming and become independent. They still get energy. They'll eat algae when in the tadpole stage. They go through this metamorphosis. They'll still eat algae, and also they reabsorb their tail as a sort of part of the nutrition. It's called called reabsorption. It's really, you're eating yourself almost, but the tail gradually disappears, and at the end of that process, after 10, 12 weeks, you've got a tiny little froglet, I suppose we'd call it, not much bigger than your little fingernail. They are diminutive, and they will go into hibernation. Now, the female toads and female frogs, once they're mated, they exit the pond. They've had enough of all this breeding business and leave it. But the males will stay here and keep their kind of nuptial fingers crossed, if you like, for another female to come along. And they will mate a second time. And this whole sort of kerfuffle of noise, which they make at night, just carries on. And so males will fight. They kind of have a bit of competition, but they also have a gentlemanly way of sorting out who's going to have access to the female. And it's been discovered that male frogs with the deepest croak are more likely to be larger, and the same with the toads. And so they kind of croak at each other, and if you've got a really deep voice, your competitor will generally just back off. So it saves wasting energy. You give up the fight before you have one.
That's a good way to decide things, isn't it? Rat has seen off interlopers.
Yes, there's a couple walking past. I noticed when they got level with us, the walking speed doubled.
Yeah, Rat is, Honor is satisfied, isn't he? Because he feels that they've
He just feels the whole place is his, you know. It's really strange. Look at that. Look, we've done, two or three steps. We've done a podcast almost without moving. And there are millions of eggs here in front of us. The braids with the toad spawner. Truly amazing, 16, 18 feet long braid. Do you know what? I've got wet feet and I don't mind a bit. Right.